Welcome back to the Strong and Lean at Any Age podcast. I am Susan Niebergall, and I am beyond excited to bring you this episode with someone who is such an important part of my life, who is an incredible human being, and one of my most favorite people on this planet, Jordan Syatt. Jordan and I have actually been connected for several years now. We're family, and fairly recently, we have partnered up and are now coaching side by side in the inner circle. And in this episode, Jordan and I talk about our incredibly unique inner circle partnership and why it works so, so well. We talk a lot about the inner circle group itself and how there's not another group anywhere like it. We also talk about comfort zones and how getting out of your comfort zone can just change everything. We talk about how failure is not an end, but it's a continuation of our journey. And we talk about how we can sometimes get so consumed with the fat loss process that it starts to hinder our fat loss progress. So grab your coffee, sit back, and take a listen. I am so excited for you to hear this. There are so many great takeaways in this episode. If you have any questions, let me know. Let us know what you think. And thank you so much for being here. And thank you so much for listening. Have a great day.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good. How's it going?
I'm doing well. What are you up to at 9 o'clock on a Friday?
I'm just pounding out a little work and then chatting with you. What are you doing?
Sounds like a delightful Friday night to me. What'd you do today?
About the same, actually. Yeah, spent a couple of hours in the gym, actually filming a bunch of stuff today.
Okay, nice, awesome.
Yeah. How about you? Where are you right now?
I'm actually, I'm in New York. I'm at Gary's place.
Oh, okay.
I'm at the vacation house, the bunker.
Got it. Got it. Cool. Well, look, thank you for doing this with me. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for letting me do this with you. Oh, I appreciate it. I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
This will be fun. I know almost everyone that knows me knows you, because they either found me because of you or they've heard me talk about you. It's one of the two for sure. But for anyone that may not know you, would you mind just saying a little bit about you, and then even better, how we became connected?
Well, a little bit about me is I am a short, bald Jewish guy. And I like lifting weights, and I like coaching people in the inner circle that we do together. That's basically it. You and I met, I think it's crazy. I think it must have been like 2.5 years ago now.
Oh, it's like three. I think we're at three or more. Yeah. Is it?
Holy shit. Okay. So yeah. 3 years ago now.
Yeah.
And through the craziest chain of events, you and I now coach together in the inner circle, which is growing to be the most welcoming and encouraging and supportive group online for people who are anywhere from literally just starting out in their fitness goals and they have a lot of weight to lose and they're nervous and they don't know where to begin, all the way to people who are fitness like very high level, and they are like high level lifters, and they are know exactly where they're doing and what they're doing, and it's just like the craziest amalgamation. And now to be coaching alongside you in that is pretty much my daily to do, and it's the best thing ever.
I couldn't agree more. It's the best thing ever for me too. And let me tell you, that group is the most amazing group anywhere. I've never seen anything like it. And I've been part of many groups before. I know you have too. And it's nothing like anything else I've ever been in. It's amazing.
It's honestly very surreal at this point to be able to like go in the group and go through the comment section. And just like scroll through. And there's like so many posts at this point. Like it's like a single day, you'll just keep scrolling. There's so many new posts. And like I was talking to Mike Vacanti about it yesterday. And I was like, man, just the engagement and interaction in there is so crazy. And we were going through the posts and just like how many comments are on all of them and how supportive. And I was going through, and there was this one, I think from Andrew, he made a post and there's like 300 comments on it. Just yeah. Like, absolutely crazy. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. And the support runs rampant in that group from everybody who I think, like you said, is just starting out or who's nervous about this or that or needs support with this or that, to the people that know what they're doing and they're asking for some technique advice or how to tweak this or how to tweak that. I mean, it's amazing. I've never seen anything like it. I often get speechless when I scroll through those comments. It's crazy.
It's funny because I agree. It's like, on one hand, basically everybody in there, including a lot of the people who are coaches, is a student. They're not afraid to be vulnerable and open and say what they're struggling with. And then you have literally people who are coaches and very high level for years explaining what they're struggling with and what they're self-conscious about. And then on the other hand, you have people who are just starting out and they don't really know much, but they're willing enough to be an open ear and to listen and to help. And then, so you have like the people who are some of the best coaches who are opening up and being a student, and some of the people who are brand new to this altogether doing some form of coaching just by being there and listening and supporting. And it works on both ends. It's a pretty crazy community. And just thinking about it like that, where you have people on either end of the spectrum, it makes me just think of you and I, where it's like the two coaches who are like on paper, if you think about it, it's like short, bald Jewish guy, 27 years old. And then Susan, just like
the old lady. I mean, you can say it. It's all good.
It's just, it looks on paper like it's the strangest, weirdest, like doesn't make any sense partnership, but it just works better than anything. And I'm so grateful.
I am beyond grateful, and it does work. And I think one of the biggest reasons that we work so well is because our goals are the exact same. I mean, the exact same. And we're both people-centered people. We care about people, and we want to make them better people and happier people, and we will do anything for people. And I think that's why we work.
I agree 100%. I cannot agree more.
Yeah. And so for those of you that don't know about the Inner Circle, please message either one of us about it, because it's an amazing group. We want to welcome everyone into this group. It is for everyone, like you said, of all levels, whether you're just starting out. And I know a lot of people that are just starting out reach out to me all the time. And it's nice to be able to talk to them about this group. And many of them have actually joined. And they're feeling great, and they're doing great in there. So it is for everybody. You don't have to be super experienced or anything to be a part of such a great community at all. And it's so incredible working with you every day. This is the best blessing in my life, I think, to be able to do this. And I think our mission to grow this and to help as many people as possible, I think we're going to crush it.
It's funny. I think I'm trying to just remember at the beginning of the year where it was in terms of membership. I think it was like, about a year ago, I think it was around like 300-ish. And now it's right around 600-ish. It's just, it's growing so, so, so quickly. And
yeah,
one of my main concerns as it grew was the ability like to keep, basically to keep the content high quality, right? Where it's like, when you're doing one-on-one coaching, it's you're inherently limited by how many one-on-one clients you can take on, just because if you want to keep quality high, you can't work with that many one-on-one people, just because you can't answer that many emails, make that many one-on-one programs.
Yep.
The thing that has been extraordinary about the Inner Circle is, number one, the way that it's like the workouts come out every month, the nutrition comes out every month, all that happens every month. And that doesn't change whether it's 300 or 600 or 2000. So that content stays the same. But what's been really, really cool is how you and I have really started to incorporate the challenges every month, mm-hmm. and how the more people there are, the better it gets.
Mm-hmm. Because
it basically I think one of the most common issues people have is the motivation to stick with something and the accountability to stick with something. And then through having these monthly challenges every month that are, yeah, there's prizes at the end that like they can get, but it's more than the prize. It's the interaction, the accountability posting. It's like the 60,000 pound challenge. People were like, there's no way that I'm going to be able to lift a total of 60,000 pounds.
And yeah.
When they realize that like they could, with that, yeah, like the calculating total tonnage, they're like, oh my God. And they lifted more than they ever thought possible. So these challenges are actually are being able to help push people. And as membership grows, it makes it more interactive, more encouraging, more supporting. And I'm stoked because then leading to the retreat, the annual retreat, it's just going to be like everyone is so much more. It's basically when we all get together, everyone's going to know everyone before they've ever actually met them in person.
Yeah. And that's the coolest thing, because I've met several Inner Circle people just through various travels and stuff. And we've all commented on how it is normal, but it's not normal. it's normal in that it feels like, oh yeah, I'm just seeing a friend I haven't seen in a long time. But then if you think about it, this is really weird. We've not ever seen each other before, ever in person. And we just pick up like we saw each other last week. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's very odd. It goes against what you've been told growing up. Like, don't be with a stranger from the internet. And then, but it's like the best thing ever, because you meet them and it's, you go work out and you go lift and you go like, just, it's as if like you literally have known them for years, and then you just hang. It's crazy. It's very cool. So it's, working on that with you has been a blessing, and I wouldn't have been able to do it without you. So thank you.
Oh, thank you. This is amazing. And there's so many cool things yet to come. So exciting, for sure. You know, one thing that you work with people in the Inner Circle with, and I do as well, and people that come into this group meeting, is accountability. That seems to be such a huge player with this group and just with people in general, how people seem to be missing some kind of accountability piece to get them where they want to be. And the Inner Circle just seems to have, it's taken a life of its own with regards to that. Totally coming from them without either one of us really prompting anybody to do anything. It's everyone's jumping in and checking in on everybody, and people are starting their own accountability threads, and people are popping in and saying, hey, great job. This is awesome. And, you know, I need some help here. There are a couple of people today that posted that they needed a bit of a kick in the ass, or they needed, you know, some support or some help, and everyone dives in. It's amazing.
It's crazy. It's crazy because, and like you said, I've been a part of so many fitness groups online over the years, and more or less, they always tend to peter out. There might be a little bit like of an initial spike and people talk, but like, this is something that's been going on for years at this point, and it just continues to get more and more engaged. And it's crazy. It's like, I remember it happens all the time with new members when they first join, and we send them the first email, like literally like the welcome email that's like from us, like it's not automated and it's from us. And it says, within it, like, hey, just go to the Facebook group and introduce yourself. Everybody's really welcoming and encouraging. And I'd say probably out of every 10 new members, I'd say between about like 6 to 7 of them will say they're a little bit nervous to make a post because like they're just not that kind of a person to post in a Facebook group. And and I've gone through a number of different ways to try and respond to that, but basically after out of everybody who's actually posted and then gone in and introduced themselves, they've always come back and were like, I'm so happy I did that. Because I think a lot of times people will make a post in a group that they need help, they're not sure what to do, and there's no response. There's no encouragement. There might be like a like on the post, but no one actually gives any feedback. There's never been any post where someone isn't getting what they need. It's crazy. I just think back to Tony, just like who's the most incredible lifter. He's just like he's strongest,
the beast. Most
like extraordinary lifter in the world, and he's like the softest, sweetest teddy bear. But he'll go in every post and be like, "Here's how we're gonna fix your technique." And he's so good at it because not only is he giving great technique points, but he's actually he's very graceful and kind with it. And he's not like, "You suck." He's like, he's the exact opposite of what you'd think of a typical really great lifter. And he's just like, and he does, it's not like he works for you. He literally just loves doing this. It's it's amazing. And that's just the quintessence of the inner circle.
Absolutely it is. Yeah. It's an amazing place to be, and everyone feels safe there, obviously, to put out all kinds of stuff. So, and it's a testament to you for starting this, because it bleeds from the top. It always does. And you're leading the charge, and it's great. It's been amazing to be a part of this, for sure.
Well, I'll tell you, to be honest, one of my favorite things in the last couple months since you've come on as like the other head coach and we're working together is I always, you know, as a coach, you always love it when your clients say like they tag you in something or or they whatever, but I've very much loved how it's gone from just like tagging me into a lot of tagging both of us, because it's an equal effort. And it's like your interaction, your support, and your encouragement has been second to none. And again, you have just a 27-year-old short ball Jewish guy and then Susan on the other end. It's like, and I think back to you as well, where it's just like 2.5-3 years ago, you couldn't do any chin-ups. Like there was just like you were in a place like you didn't think you could ever do any chin-ups, and now you're doing weighted chin-ups. And it's just like the crazy. It's not just you're talking. It's like you're doing it, and it's right there along with everybody else.
Well, you know, I have to say that so much that you have taught me, and here's the what I consider kind of the funny part about all of this, because of our age, you know, I'm 58 and you're 27. I mean, that's kind of significant, actually. But I've learned so much from you. I consider you like this a guru of sorts, but somebody with an old soul. And I think that's why you worked with me so well, because I felt that, you know, you weren't the typical 27-year-old kid that you'll see at Gold's Gym around the corner trying to work with somebody my age. That's not how you go. and I think that's what makes you so unique. And I think that's why we work so well too, because that has resonated with me. You know how much it's resonated with me, you know, because I'm a different person now.
It's funny. It's like, I would say I'm not the typical 27-year-old, and you're certainly not the typical 58-year-old. Like, you know, it's like, I'm not the typical 27-year-old boy or dude.
No, you're not
the typical 27-year-old woman or 58-year-old woman, where it's like, it's so funny, especially with the recent post I've seen you doing. So many women struggle with weight loss throughout their entire life, but then, and there's always reasons for it, but then as they get older, one of the most common fallbacks is like, oh, it's hormones, oh, it's menopause, da da da. And the way I've seen you attacking that, like just with the most, I've yet to see I haven't expressed this to you. It's incredibly powerful, because it's one thing for a male to say, hey, it's not your hormones, to a woman. And it's like, even if it's correct, a male doesn't know. Like male doesn't know what a woman is going through. Even if they understand the science, it will always come across as inherently offensive, because it's like, okay, but you don't understand. So to finally have you going in there and being like, hey, by the way, like, I'm a woman and I know what it feels like and I've been there, and also stop fucking using these excuses. That's what I mean by you're not the typical 58-year-old, because it's a 50-year-old woman, where it's like, you're not just like quiet, and you're not just like agreeable, you're like, hey, shut the fuck up, listen, like, I'm not going to like coddle you and let you use your excuses. If you want to, you're welcome to. But like, if you really want to achieve your goals, it's not too late. You have plenty of time, and stop using your excuses as a reason to not try.
It's yeah.
Like, you really, I think we're both very straightforward and direct in the way that we coach. And it meets right in the middle of we meet right in the middle of where we need to. And it's a very dynamic, powerful relationship.
Totally agree. And I know there are, having lived through all of that, literally all of that, and used all of the excuses. Yeah, I can bring that to the table for sure. And I do think that resonates with women, because I'll tell you, I get contacted every single day by middle-aged women, you know, that were where I was. But let us not look beyond how I got out of that too, because you played a huge role in that with me, of getting me out of that and getting me to believe that I can do like literally anything. Like, I was just jotting down a bunch of things that I've taken from you. And I could write probably a book about that. Maybe that might be a great idea at one point. But but it's interesting, because the things that I've gotten from you, you bring to the inner circle, and everyone, that is the part I think about you that makes you so special and unique and brings this to the inner circle. And that is just dealing with everybody's mindset and where they are and the shift that really has to happen in order to get progress and to get where they want to go. And stuff like, you know, you can't fuck this up. I never believed that ever. I thought I screwed it up every day. I never thought that was a true statement. I do now. I get it now, but I never did before. And I think one of the biggest things I've gotten from you, which has made a huge difference, and I think you would probably agree, is that it's okay to fail. And I do it every day. I fail at something all the time. I did just about 2 hours ago, actually. So I do it all the time, and I am so okay with it now. I used to be humiliated anytime something didn't go right, and that would just shut me down, you know, and then there I was, but not anymore. And I think that's huge.
I agree. Thank you. I think it's one of those things where I literally just got an email about that, about the failure video. I think it was actually from Tammy in the inner circle yesterday about it. And, but it's so interesting, the mindset of all of this, and life is just all about mindset, and in terms of how you approach life and how you like interact with people and how you interact with yourself. And it's been very interesting watching how someone's relationship with failure can truly dictate their success and their happiness. And watching you and watching all the inner circle members, and even just in just sort of playing with it with myself, taking the idea of failure and literally transforming it from a word that for most people has a tone of finality to it. It's mm-hmm. failure is the end. Failure is that's the answer. That's the result. Changing the definition, the internalized definition of failure from a final destination, from a final answer, to a normal part of success, to it, like literally just part of the process, to the point of this is something, not only is it like not a end, not a final answer, it's actually what you should expect as part of your success, and you should never let it discourage you. You should actually be happy when it happens, when you notice yourself doing it. It's a massive transformation mentally and emotionally, yeah, and physically, in terms of it's a struggle. It's not an easy thing to do, but to work to the point where you can get to failure being actually a good thing is, I think, one of the most impactful things anybody can do for business, for fitness, for life, because it no longer means you can't do something or you should be discouraged or you messed up. It simply means you're doing you're along the process. So keep going. And that's huge.
You're taking action because that's
exactly right.
Yeah. And I mean, if you didn't take action, you'd be sitting there, you know, not moving along. And I think that's the big difference for me and the difference of not feeling humiliated when I did fail or when I do fail.
For example, when you've gone through, I think one of the main reasons that a lot of people have found you incredibly helpful for many, many, many reasons, but a main one I've seen has been you've dealt with and worked through numerous injuries while continuing to strength train and improve your physique and improve your strength and reach elite levels of strength and physique. And you know, you could tell people for days about how demoralized you might have felt, or even how you still feel when you get injured or when there's something that's going on, but how that feeling, number one, the time spent in a feeling of being upset and demoralized and discouraged, that time spent in that feeling has massively diminished, and how that feeling doesn't prevent you from continuing to train. There's always a way around it. There's always a way to go. And there's never a point where you question, will I ever be able to, or is this it? Now you've gotten to a point where it's just like, all right, this is it right now. It's part of the process. We're going to keep going and it's going to be fine. And it's just like that type of to get to that type of mentality of rolling with the punches and what's next, let's go. It's incredible.
You know, and that's a huge process. And there is still the initial feeling, whatever, sorry for myself for about 5-10 minutes or whatever. But that's what it is now. It's just a matter of the initial disappointment, frustration, anger, whatever. And then, okay, roll up the sleeves and let's keep going because I just want to keep going. And I think that is something that you know, I've had some clients that have gotten nicked up here and there. And it's the same thing. It's a process to learn that. And that has been a game changer for me, for sure. A game changer, because I would have just thrown in the towel and just said, well, screw it. You know, I can't do anything else anymore. So if I can't do a chin up, can't do anything, you know?
Yeah. And it's the same thing with that as it is with nutrition.
Sure.
It's like, oh, like I was supposed to be on this new diet and I didn't hit my numbers and it's only day 3. There was just a post about this in the Inner Circle. One of the newer members, they were starting the 90-day challenge.
Yeah.
And they were like, I'm just so discouraged. Like, it's so early on and I didn't hit my numbers. And like, I'm so mad at myself. And everybody jumped in and they were like, hey, relax.
Yeah, right. Like, it's like day 3. You're good.
Yeah, it's like you didn't screw up. You went over your calories. Calm the fuck down.
Yeah,
it's not the end of the world. It's literally just one day. So and I remember, I think they've actually done it twice within the first week or so, and the response, I've already seen their response to that change, where in the second time around, instead of dwelling on, oh my God, I screwed up, they've already said, hey, you were right. I got back on track the next morning and I'm working out and I hit it and I'm feeling good. It's like that is what needs to happen, because most people, when they feel like they screwed up, they missed a workout, they didn't hit their calories, they use that as an excuse to continue not either being on point with their nutrition, just stop working out altogether. But it's all about just continuing, getting right back on track. And so when I saw that, where they're like, oh, you were right, I just got back on track this morning, I hit my workout and I feel great, it's like they're still going to have moments in which they feel like a failure and discouraged. But the more times that they can come out on the other side of that feeling and with positivity and with motivation to keep going forward, that's when it starts to become a habit in terms of looking at failure as a positive rather than a negative.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I've had that exact conversation probably in the last 2 weeks, maybe 2 or 3 times with some clients. It's the exact same thing. And yeah, it does. You know, I get some flashbacks. I can remember the first time I tweaked my back or something and totally flipped out. So I get it, but I'm on the other side of that now. So it's so important, because I think everyone, once you get there, it's a totally different ball game. And it's okay to sit with that for just a short time, but don't let it paralyze you anymore.
100%. Exactly. Yeah. I agree.
Yeah. You know, I got a client email the other day, which was one of these amazing ones. And I've seen it with some people in the inner circle too. And that is a lot of people at the beginning kind of they want all the results, but they're only putting in maybe 50% of the work. And I equate it a lot to when I was working with kids as a school counselor, and I would have to talk to kids about their grades, and they would always say, well, I don't know why I failed. And well, they knew exactly why they failed, but I knew they knew. But we went through the whole exercise and come to find out, yeah, you do your homework about 50% of the time. So you're expecting to do half the work and get all the results. And so my client was sending me this email the other day, and she literally said she was getting so discouraged about having to, they go out to all these social events and how she was going to have to navigate this one. And she was setting all these bright lines and rules, and she was doing really well with that, but she was tired of it. And then she said, you know, I suddenly realized I wanted it all. I wanted the results, and I didn't want to have to work for it. And she goes, I know better than that. I know it has to change. And I'm like, wow, because that has kept her stuck for years, absolutely years and years and years. And I think that is everywhere. I think that's what so many people want. They want it all.
They want it all. And it's a very interesting phenomenon, because here's like the major issue is people. Let's say we're talking about fat loss in terms of people want to lose fat, just as an example. And let's say people really want to lose fat, and it's constantly on their mind. Fat loss. I want to lose fat. Every time they look in the mirror, every time they're getting dressed, every time they're working out, every time they start to eat, literally every time they're eating, it's a constant reminder of I want to lose fat. And it's a perpetual cycle in their head of I'd like to lose more fat, I'd like to lose more fat, I'd like to lose more fat. And because of that, they're constantly thinking of, well, what can I eat to lose more fat? How should I be exercising to lose more fat? What can I do to lose more fat? And it's a literally just a never-ending loop of that, which becomes a lot of times in their mind, like that thought process, the never-ending thought process is effort. And they sometimes they'll subconsciously in their like equate how often they're thinking about it to how hard they're working for it. And it's not the case. It's just because you're thinking about it all the time does not mean that you're actually doing everything you need to do to see results. And so to realize, hey, listen, you're thinking about it all the time, but you're actually not hitting your numbers consistently enough. You're not working out consistently enough. You're taking more leeway than you should be. If this is really a goal, it's an important realization to have, because you can think about it all you want, but unless you're actually doing what you need to do, you're going to be like perpetually upset with yourself.
Oh, I think that's exactly what it is. You know, it's interesting to think about it that way. That's exactly what it is. It's like a full-time job thinking about it, thinking about
absolutely. reporting to you about it. And like, they're like, just like, they've taken a step to hire a coach about it. And it's like, they're taking it really seriously, but then they're still going to all the social events and they're still doing this, and they aren't making any actual changes other than, I mean, I was talking to Mike about this recently. A lot of people will hire a coach and then just expect that to take care of itself.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they'll be like, well, this is like a lot that you're asking me to like change a lot. It's like, well, you said you wanted to make a change.
Yeah.
And that's fine. You don't need to completely flip turn your entire life, but you can't expect to not be at least a little bit uncomfortable in this process of, hey, like, we're going to have you either track your calories, or we're going to have you moderate your portion sizes this way, which means something in life is going to have to change, which means there will be situations in which you're doing something different and it might not feel comfortable, and that's okay. And getting used to that feeling has to be okay.
Yeah. Well, you, and it's your quote about having to get comfortable with being uncomfortable. I heard you say that early on when we started working together. And I take that every single day, because that's exactly why I've made changes. That's exactly why.
It's, I mean, I will not take credit for making that quote up, because I definitely did not, but it's the truth in everything. In terms of weightlifting, it's nothing with weightlifting too. A lot of people, I don't know why I'm not getting, oh my God, my favorite is Diana. This is one of my favorite stories, Diana from the Inner Circle.
Mm-hmm.
I wish this, she just texted me about this like 2 days ago. My first ever conversation with Diana from the Inner Circle was, I wish it was recorded. This is the most amazing thing. She won a call. This is like right when she joined the Inner Circle, like well over a year ago. And she won a call with me, and she got on the phone with me, and she was like so upset and so discouraged because her bench press hadn't increased in months. And she was like, the call was supposed to be centered around, what can I do programming wise or technique wise to help my bench press? And I was asking her all these questions and getting down to the root of it. And I started to like get the feeling that it wasn't the technique issue or a programming issue. And I was like, Diana, do you have anyone spotting you? Like, and she was like, no, I don't have a spotter. I was like, you might want to try getting a spotter, mainly because a lot of times, number one, I mean, aside from just safety, like having someone help you lift it off and being there is enough to help you lift more weight than you otherwise would have. And she got like, no, and she got really defensive of being like, no, like the people in my gym are like jerks. They're like all like meatheads. They wouldn't be nice. And I was like, whoa, well, like, how do you know that? It was like a very immediately aggressive tone towards everybody in the gym. And it, through discussing it with her, it came out that she was just very nervous to talk to someone in the gym, to ask for a spot. And it had nothing to do with any really negative experiences she'd had. It was a lot of just being nervous in the gym about like talking to someone, bringing it up. Like, what if I ask them for a spot and they say no? And I was like, then they're a dick and they say no.
They say no.
and now, like, it's, she texted me and she's like, it's so crazy to think back to that conversation, because now she has so many friends in the gym and they all joke around, and like, it's a completely different scenario. But point being, a long roundabout way of, after that call, I had given her a challenge of like, I want you by the end of the week to ask someone for a spot in the gym. And I want you to write about it in the Inner Circle. I want you to like tell us like that you asked somebody for a spot and you got it. And lo and behold, she hit a personal record on bench press, and her bench press started to skyrocket, not because of changes in programming or changes in technique, but because she got comfortable being uncomfortable. She went out of her way to, she asked for a spot. And the other part of it was, she hadn't actually tried lifting more weight. She hadn't actually put more weight on the bar. It wasn't like she was trying more weight for fewer reps, which is another part of the getting comfortable being uncomfortable, is sometimes you just got to put a little bit more weight on and understand it's not going to feel like, you know, like sunshine and rainbows and unicorns and sparkles. It's not going to feel great. You're not going to get tickled, but that's okay. Sometimes grinding through a little bit is what you need to take it to the next level. And I think that whole concept of getting comfortable being uncomfortable, whether it's in strength training or nutrition or business or life, is, generally speaking, no one's ever done anything that they were very proud of when it was like, if it was just like easy, if they weren't a little bit nervous or uncomfortable. The things people are most proud of in their life are the things they did that required some really digging deep and pushing through, and maybe it wasn't easy and they were nervous or scared, or it was long and arduous, but either way, it definitely wasn't comfortable.
Yeah. That's so true. And it goes into business, and into life. I can just sit here and think of, gosh, a bunch of situations going through life that I was very uncomfortable, very uncomfortable. But as I kind of joke, live to tell about it. And grew as a result. Didn't realize it really at the time, but yeah, grew as a result. And I think that's the coolest part of it all, is just how much you grow from doing that, from taking that step outside your comfort zone, regardless. 100%. Yeah. I think that's how we all grow. And I wouldn't be in, I wouldn't be running a business if it wasn't for that. I'm not comfortable with that.
Oh, I know.
Not I know. At all. But I'm doing it.
You're doing it and you're thriving with it and you're helping thousands of people all over the world. So I'd say you're doing a hell of a job with it.
I'm trying, but I'll tell you, you know, it is, it's really interesting and fascinating to think about how that really does change everything. And that's what I want for everyone. I want everyone to be able to experience that, because it's, I don't even have words for the difference in who I am now and who I was 3 years ago. I mean, it's a completely different universe for me right now. And that's my wish for everybody. That's why you and I are doing what we're doing.
And it is it's a blessing to be able to do it with you every single day, and to be a part of this and have you on, like, as my team, and to do this together. And it's amazing. So thank you.
No, thank you. It's amazing. And yeah, I can't wait for the retreat. We are hosting a first annual retreat for all the IC members in Austin, Texas, a year from now. And it's going to be amazing. A lot of good things in store, which you and I have to talk about this weekend, actually.
We have to get on the phone and discuss it. Yeah.
There's a lot of things. And it's going to be the first of its kind. Well, this group is the first of its kind, I think. And so I think this retreat for a group like this is going to be unique as well. So really, really looking forward to that. I wish it was closer, actually.
I'm excited. Number one, you're taking the charge on this and just making it all happen. I'm incredibly grateful for that. And I'm excited for this retreat because I know so many fitness retreats or fitness seminars or whatever, it's so marketing focused. It's so focused on, like, we'll buy this program or buy these supplements. And I'm very excited because as you and I have spoken about, there's nothing to buy. It's not even like you can't even buy a ticket to the retreat. It's literally the cost of your membership to the Inner Circle. Like, that's it. This is not like anything other than an opportunity to come and meet people in the Inner Circle. And we're going to have the speakers, we're going to have you speaking and me speaking and several other people speaking who are not releasing yet. We're not going to say it, but it's literally $24.99 a month in the Inner Circle. And that's your ticket to the retreat. Yeah. Like, that's it. And like, there's nothing else there. There's no extra, like, whatever. It's literally, that's it. And you come and you meet people and we're going to lift and we're going to have technique reviews and we're going to have roundtable discussions and we're going to have a ton of food. And like, there's an overall, I'm so excited because I think this is going to be like the best thing, like the best thing to end on is what I'm most excited with you is to change the scope of the fitness industry from the perspective of so much of fitness is based around marketing. So much of fitness is based around buy this supplement, buy this, buy this, buy this. And it's just always trying to squeeze the last dollar out of everybody. And I am so excited to change the norm of the fitness industry with you, to go from, hey, how about instead of trying to squeeze more out of people, you try and give more and get less. And in the end, everyone will get more from that. But that's where I'm so excited for this retreat specifically, because I'm hoping and praying beyond belief it's gonna grow and grow and grow, and I have no doubt it will. I'm excited to have the intent of the retreat be to give and to get everybody together and to have an amazing time and create a closer support network, rather than, like, it's already stressful, like, in terms of the retreat, like planning it. But can you imagine how much more stressful it would be if we had hidden intent of like, then we're going to try and get them to buy this and buy that. It's I'm so excited. It's like, hey, let's just try and plan the best retreat, seminars, speakers, events possible. And that's it. That's the end of the story. I'm stoked.
Because we want to give. That's what we do.
That's
we want to give. That's what we do. Yeah. Yeah. And that's a perfect way to wrap this up. And this has been amazing, as always, to talk to you.
Well, I love you and thank you. And I'll be speaking with you this weekend.
Yes.
And figuring out the more Inner Circle retreat stuff and doing a live in the Facebook group for next week. So I love you and thank you and have a wonderful Friday.
Yeah, I love you too. You take care. Have a good one.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.